we pray tonight for your guidance, that our decisions will be for the good of our community. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
It stands.
One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Liberty and justice for all.
Before we begin tonight, I want to introduce Chief Skinner, and he's going to give us an update on the drug problem we have here in Carlsbad. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you for the time. Mayor and Council, we'll try to keep it short as we can. I know you guys got a lot of business to do. So I've actually invited Sergeant John Sneathan from the Pecos Valley Drug Task Force. He's a sergeant with the Carlsbad PD attached out there. Going to give you some statistical information. I would definitely want to warn some of you guys, you're going to hear some statistics. And the good news is you're going to hear that we're actually seizing a lot of fentanyl here in Eddy County, probably as me and Sergeant Sneathan had been going over the statistics, which I've known for a while is again, probably you're going to see about 40 to 45% of all the fentanyl seizures in the state of New Mexico are coming out of Eddy County, which, like, again, that can be an alarming thing. But at the same time, I think it's applause to our local drug task force and all the surrounding agencies that we work with, that we've had some very successful strategic enforcement efforts that have paid off. We've definitely transformed from a more reactive to responding to these type of events or going out and, some of our patrol officers making seizures and these guys responding to where we're targeting, high level traffickers of this. We've knocked off a lot of it as it's been in transit to Carlsbad or or we're catching it when it first comes to town before it gets distributed. So there's some silver lining. And I think one thing the task force doesn't get credit for enough, because a lot of their effort and attention doesn't end up in the public eye for pretty good reasons. But that being is, they're still police officers, and they still fall back on the community caretaker role of, there's a lot of efforts to help people find their way to treatment and rehabilitation out of our contacts with them. So there's a lot of, all these contacts aren't bad that we have with the public. Yes, they are definitely going out there and making a lot of enforcement action, but at the same time, they're turning those contacts into efforts to make sure that people are no longer hopefully reoffending and finding their ways to the treatment and rehabilitation that they need to. So keep that in mind as you guys hear some of the numbers. And after that, we'll also have Joanna Wells from the Carlsbad Coalition come up and speak and give you a little bit more information.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Welcome, Sergeant.
Thanks, Chief. Again, I'll touch on what I kind of left off on the last time that we spoke. Chief kind of touched on a little bit. Seizures are up a lot. So, like he said, about 40% of the pills, fentanyl pills that have been seized in the state came out of our county, which is not a good, a good thing to have. But a good thing is, like Chief touched on about the enforcement action, what we're doing is, very proactive work. We're not sitting around waiting for, ODs to happen or, trying to get this problem at it, at the beginning. We work with a lot of, different agencies, and that's the success that we're getting by partnering with, our federal agencies out of El Paso, out of Las Cruces, and the other HIDA drug task force in the area to get to where we're at right now. And that's just a big, a big reason. One of the pluses that I could tell y'all for us is that we've noticed that even the people that are kind of in this little circle of using, selling, and in this drug culture, we're in the communication that we're having with them is that a lot of them want out, but it's just an addiction, and that they're working on it. But the kids, we're not seeing a lot of school age kids, high school kids, like into this drug. So that is really the only plus that I can give you from our side. It's dangerous. People know it's dangerous. They're literally dying from it, but they continue to use it. So it's just a battle, that we deal with every day. Anybody got any questions?
Got one.
John, I'm sorry.
But
You say 40-45% of the seizures are here in Eddy County. Is that based on your squad's efforts, or is that actually a higher concentration of the drug in Eddy County?
Well, it's hard to say. So I'm a part of the HIDTA Drug Task Force, and there are several, you know, of them throughout the state. It's both, you know. I don't want to take away from the group of guys. I work with a really solid group of guys that work really hard day in and day out, 24 hours a day, you know, every day of the year to combat this stuff. And like I said, we're taking, you know, we don't just work here, you know, in this town. We're knocking off stuff that's coming into town, you know, from the bigger cities before it even gets here, and that's why our numbers are so big. And that's just based off of the kind of investigation techniques that we're taking, partnering with our, you know, federal counterparts, and, you know, just having success in that area. But there is a concentration. We have a culture here. We've always had it. It's not, you know, anything new to Carlsbad. It's always been here. I can't really tell you why that culture is the, you know, the way it is here, but it's just, we've always had that, you know, here. So it's both.
I just have to believe that with the different issues surrounding, especially the bigger cities in New Mexico, the border towns, there's more issues with the crime rate, the murder rate, the attacks, and immigration that maybe not as much attention. Don't want to take detract in any way from the work.
No, I agree with you 100%. I mean, you know, as far as some of the, you know, somebody that's not from this area, you know, we are pretty, you know, pretty close to some, you know, they look at us as almost like a border town, even though we're not directly there. It's, you know, it's not far, you know, like I said, when we work with guys from all over the country, some that will come into the city and, you know, help us with certain investigations. And to them, you know, that they're almost, you know, like, oh, it's just right there, you know, it's not far of a drive at all. So we're just kind of in a little, you know, a little bubble right here. So it is, we have those major problems, but yet we're not considered right there on it.
You have that expendable income, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Further questions from the council? Councilor?
Mr. Sneeden, based on your arrest, is it more transient population, more local population, or is it like in the middle? It's just all around the border.
So our attacks and efforts are have people from all aspects. All right, so we are getting people, you know, from the very top of these organizations identified and are trying to prosecute them, all the way down to your local, you know, somebody who's been here, been involved in, you know, the game, has a history of, you know, trafficking narcotics within the city, and you know, has those ties or those you know, means to reach out to those other sources. So it's across the board from the top to the bottom. Then we have seen and arrested all of them.
Thank you.
Further questions from the council?
John, thanks for the work you guys do, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sergeant. Joanna?
Hello. I know I can be long-winded, so I'm not going to be kidding. I just wanted to say some of the efforts that we're doing to support law enforcement in their efforts with this fentanyl is we're currently still doing the canine campaign so that we can get current canines that they can utilize during their searches. And so donations are always welcome. So we're at $34,000. We are trying to shoot for $50,000, and any help, that would be great. Another thing we're doing with fentanyl is educating parents on this drug and how it looks, how it appears, and how it affects families and how it starts. So currently we're starting a new campaign called Stop the Stigma, and we're requesting for families that have lost loved ones to drug overdose, specifically to fentanyl, to contact us, tell us their stories. We've already had one lady give us her story about her husband, which gave us the idea to jumpstart this campaign. But We want to tell the progression on how it started in that family with that person and what led up to those events and how it looked after those events. Her husband, it only took him 6 months from the time he started till the time he had an overdose and died. So, and that's also with taking 30 days off, trying to be clean off of it. So we want to get as many of those local stories as possible so we can tell that, so we can use that in prevention to see how to be more aware of it. But the thing we're hearing about fentanyl is it being, correct me if I'm wrong, but that it's coming from China to Mexico. Mexico is then diluting it with an opioid or narcotic, and they're compiling it with that pill. So people are thinking that they're purchasing an opioid and using that when actually it's laced with fentanyl. And so that's how they're overdosing on this or not realizing that's what they're using. Not all cases, but we hear that happening. I just had a report from Santa Fe today that this young man was 16 years old. He didn't know what he's taking. His friends gave it to him. He did it once. He smoked it. And so he did it by himself that night because it helped him sleep. So he thought it was the same thing. He did it. His mother found him seizing. He almost died. And they got to him in time to save his life. But at the same time, his 15-year-old friend that was a female in Santa Fe passed away from it. So it is a big deal. We are trying to bring awareness there, but we want to bring the local awareness. Since we have those stories, we need to find those stories and tell those stories. So that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Questions for Joanna?
Good job. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Chief, I just wanted to tell you one thing. This last weekend at the 9/11 remembrance, the Honor Guard did an outstanding job. It was just so good. And I'd like to read the names: Adrian Rodriguez, Orlando Moreno, Judy Brakeman, Saul Medina, and Jordan Reyes. It was a very moving ceremony, and we appreciate that.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
With that, we'll move to number one on the agenda.
Make a motion for approval, Mayor.
We have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Strada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheidt.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Number two, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item, upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. But I would ask Mr. Lowe to briefly discuss C1.
Yes. Mayor, members of the Council, C1 is a consideration of a grant agreement between the City of Carlsbad and the New Mexico Department of Finance in the amount of $30,000 for the fire department to purchase new communication devices for the men and women of the fire department to utilize when they're fighting fires. It's a high-tech communication. It'll free them up. The communications device they currently use, outdated, not serviceable anymore. It's time to update that equipment. So that agreement will cover that. No match required from the City of Carlsbad.
Yeah. Questions for Mr. Lowe?
Just want to point a question that I had earlier, and I'd like to make sure that the public hears a response. This will replace all comms.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
Further questions?
Make a motion for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Strada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheidt?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
All items under routine and regular business have passed. Number three, consider approval of request to apply and accept grant funding from the FAA for an American Rescue Plan Act grant for the Carlsbad Municipal Airport. Mr. Cordova.
Mayor Janway, members of the council, I bring before you for your consideration an approval of a request to apply for funding from the FAA on an American Rescue Plan Act grant. We've had funding from these types of grants in the past for the operations at the airport. We've used the funds for sanitation, for furniture, for personnel, and other supplies. I'm requesting that you allow us to apply for this grant in the amount of $59,000. Thank you, and I stand before you for any questions.
Questions for Mr. Cordova? Thank you, Mr. Cordova.
Thank you.
Move for approval.
We have a motion and a second. No further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Number four, consider approval of request for a pipeline easement and right-of-way agreement between the City of Carlsbad and Oryx Delaware Oil Transport LLC. Mr. Lowe.
Yeah. Mayor Janway, members of the council, Oryx is requesting an easement to cross city-owned property with a 4-inch steel oil line near Western Farms. This is city property located outside the city limits. It's near the intersection of U.S. Refinery and Post. This easement will run 8,863 linear feet. The city would be compensated $188,000 if this agreement is passed tonight.
Question for Mr. Lowe?
Move for approval.
We have a motion to approve. In a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Number five, consider approval of request from Carlsbad Medical Center and Carlsbad Chevrolet to serve alcohol, beer, and liquor on city streets during the On Target Firefighter Combat Challenge. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. The City of Carlsbad Fire Department has been approved to host the On Target Firefighter Combat Challenge on Friday and Saturday, October 1st and 2nd, 2021. As part of this event, Carlsbad Medical Center and Carlsbad Chevrolet are hosting a private EMS appreciation area for EMS employees. Food and alcohol service, beer and liquor, will be provided by Lucy's Mexicali Restaurant from 4 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. on Saturday, October 2nd, 2021. If you'll look at the attached map, we'll show you where the hospitality area is going to be placed. It will be cordoned off from the rest of the event. The hospitality area will also have one controlled entrance for attendees. All entrants must provide a proof of age or an ID. Only those 21 age or under will have to be accompanied by somebody 21 years of age and older. All the entrants will be given a bracelet to wear, and that's required to purchase any beer or liquor inside the hospitality area. The planning staff would recommend approval of this request with the following requirements. The alcohol server obtain all required licenses and permits. Carlsbad Medical Center, Carlsbad Chevrolet, and the alcohol server comply with all laws, rules, regulations, requirements, and restrictions for service at the location, included but not limited to fencing of the service area, carding of customers, and providing appropriate security. And Carlsbad Medical Center, Carlsbad Chevrolet, and the alcohol server shall name the City of Carlsbad as an additional insured on their general liability insurance and liquor server insurance in the amount to be approved by the city administrator.
Question for Mr. Patterson.
Mayor, I think this is a very good project we have going here, and I would recommend approval with enforcement of the departmental recommendations.
We have a motion. And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Motion passed. Number six, consider approval of Resolution 2021-45, a resolution authorizing filing of an application to the New Mexico Department of Transportation for funding assistance for FY 2022 and 2023. And Mr. Cass. Mr. Casey Cass.
Mr. Mayor, council members, before you tonight is a request to apply for our annual funding from NMDOT to help the transit program keep where it's at and grow. This year, we're asking for assistance for two new hybrid buses to add to our fleet, 15 bus shelters, the renovation of the shop, the current shop at the building, and some processing software. The total amount of the request is $2,065,000 and some change. And the local share this year is a total of 702. The breakdown on that is administrative is an 80-20 share. Operating went back to 50-50 this year, and capital at 80-20 as well. So it's just a great opportunity to help the transit system continue to do what they do.
Questions for Mr. Cass? Thank you, Mr. Cass.
Thank you.
Mayor, I move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Number seven, consider approval of Resolution 2021-46, a resolution adopting a designated method of destruction for eligible municipal court records. Mr. Lowe.
Yeah. Mayor, members of the council, city staff is seeking approval for destruction of municipal court records that have met their legal retention requirements. The method of destruction would be shredding in this case.
Question from Mr. Lowe.
Make a motion for approval, Mayor.
We have a motion to approve. Second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Number eight, consider approval of Resolution 2021-47, a resolution requiring the removal of the weeds and dilapidated structure at 906 and 906 and a half West Green Street, owner Isaac Munoz. Ms. Boyer.
Mr. Mayor, ladies and gentlemen of the council, this property involves some property on Green Street, 906 and 906 and a half Green Street, which is a residential area that you're probably all familiar with, and it's near the intersection of Green and Mesa Street. There appears to be a dilapidated storage building on the property, and unfortunately it's developed a bunch of weeds. The owner, according to the Eddy County Assessor's Office, is an Isaac Munoz who has an address in Radium Springs, New Mexico. The property appears to be vacant and has not been maintained at all. Code enforcement has been to the property multiple times based on reports of neighbors. And the property is an ongoing problem and has been since around June of 2020. We actually started an enforcement and a condemnation, but it was halted when the property was sold to the current owner. But we had to recommence the proceedings once the property was not improved. There's a storage building that's in terrible condition, and I believe your original packet had pictures of that original condition of that dilapidated building, and it's got a lot of issues that the code enforcement feels like cannot be corrected. It remains out of compliance with the applicable codes. The weeds, the dilapidated building, the cracked slab remains on the property, and the fire marshal has found that this property presents an extreme hazard to emergency responders. So the resolution that I have prepared, if passed, will require the property owner to remove the ruins, dilapidated structure, and the weeds. And I also sent him a certified letter on September 8th. So here's some good news. Actually, the owner did contact planning and zoning this morning, and I provided you with updated photographs that shows that the weeds have been pretty well cleared out, including on the property and in the alley. So that should be before you. So there's been some progress. However, the building still needs to come down. So although we don't need to clean up the weeds as of now, we do need to do something. We're recommending that we do something about the dilapidated building. And I applaud Mr. Munoz for the effort he's made to clean up the weeds, but there's still a ways to go. He does have plans to do something with that slab, and that's part of what I just gave you today as well, where you can see the slab with plumbing stub outs and things, but he hasn't really had any plans to do anything with it. So we're really kind of, I believe, leaving that part of it alone, but asking permission to remove the dilapidated building. I stand for questions.
Question from Ms. Boyer.
I have one, if I may. This plan, I just did an internet search, and it's something that you can download and print. Is this actually been filed? Is this just how far along in the process? Do you know how far along the process?
I don't know, but just by looking at the slab itself and the photograph that was recently taken, it does not appear that anything more has been done to it that's consistent with the plan, but I'm not aware of anything that's actually, I don't believe any permits have been requested, for example, or anything like that. I could defer to Mr. Patterson, and I see him shaking his head in the negative. So I believe the answer to that is probably no.
Further questions for Ms. Boyer?
Mayor, I would move that we proceed with the removal of the unsafe structure to render that area safe. And I pray that the owner keep up with the weeds. I know we've had a lot of rain here lately.
Mm-hmm.
I really applaud the effort, but I mean, this just shows that this was not that far out of reach. It was just not being reached for.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, we have a motion.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Number 9, consider approval of ordinance 2021-19, an ordinance rezoning part of C2 Commercial 2 District to RR Rural Residential District for an approximately 0.49 acre property located at 1002 Malaga Avenue, applicant Michael Stoll and Karen Leach, A, public hearing, and B, approval of ordinance, and will now convene as a public hearing. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request to change the zoning for the property at 1002 Malaga Avenue from C2 Commercial 2 District to RR Rural Residential District. If you'll look at your map in the packet provided, you'll see that the zoning to the south and east is RR Rural Residential. The zoning to the north and west is C2 Commercial 2 District. As such, a change in zoning to Rural Residential will not create a spot zone. This will also apply accurate zoning to the past and current use of the property. This item was brought before the Planning and Zoning Commission at the August 2nd, 2021 Commission meeting, and that body considered this item and recommended approval with a vote of 4 in favor, none against, and none absent.
Question for Mr. Patterson. Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Do we have anyone in that would like to speak for the ordinance? If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? against the ordinance? If not, we'll now reconvene as a city council to consider approval of the ordinance.
Mayor, this is in my backyard and I would move for approval.
Okay. We have a motion to approve. And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
The motion is approved. Number 10, council committee reports. Does any councilman have any updates? If not, is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? If not, that'll move us to number 11. And I'd call on Councilor Lisa Anaya Flores.
Mayor, I make a motion to adjourn.
We have a motion and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
We're adjourned.
Idiot.